Great pleasure to introduce this man. He's a good mate of mine. Acting Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Aaron Wood. Very good morning to you, Woodsy. How are you?
I'm very well, Matt, man. How are you going?
Great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us, as we know. I mean, you're a jack of all trades, mate, environmentalist. Obviously, a local boy from Mildura, Sunraysia. Very good morning to your mum and dad. So many honours and awards. 2001 Young Australian of the Year. 2006 United Nations Individual Award for Outstanding Service to the Environment. 2007 Melbourne Business Award. 2007 Prime Minister's Environmentalist of the Year, and 2012 Telstra News Limited Micro Business of the Year, and the Centenary Medal. Must be pinching yourself, are you?
Matt, man, you missed out the most important one, and that's the Coach's Award for the Mighty Mildura Demons, for turning up the training. Let's be honest here.
Now, look, you are the Acting Lord Mayor of Melbourne. What can you tell us about your role?
Yeah, look, it's a huge role. It's takes into account all of the kind of regular stuff that you think about a city, you know, things like planning applications, you know, picking up rubbish, making sure the parks and gardens are all clean. But then there's a whole host of other things. We're a huge event city, and, you know, we've had a massive New Year's Eve and Christmas celebration, and that just rolls into all of these wonderful events that we've got before us, you know, over February, March.
Chinese New Year at the moment, of course, Year of the Dog. And the other thing we should mention, Moomba Festival. Terrific success, of course, Moomba is each and every year. We love it. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, the announcement of Chrissy Swan and also children's entertainer Jimmy Giggle crowned this year's Moomba's Monarchs and, of course, the King and Queen of Moomba. And I saw the announcement on TV the other night.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And I think for anyone who didn't know Jimmy Giggle, who hasn't got sort of kids running around, they'll soon know him. He's just a great guy, and he's a, you know, massive children's entertainer, and he's helped me out with my four-year-old many times in terms of getting her to sleep. But Chrissy Swan's just a great person as well. But the Moomba Festival itself, it's Australia's largest free community festival. We're expecting more than 1 million visitors will come down here from March 9 to 12, and all that great stuff that people love, the Birdman Rally, watching, you know, silly people throw themselves off a very tall construction into the Yarra River for raising money for charity. Obviously, the Moomba Parade is much loved. The water sports and, you know, the skiing competitions, which some Mildura locals have come down and competed in as well. So just a really good lot of free fun, and there'll be heaps more free daily activities for families.
And like I mentioned, you are the Acting Lord Mayor of Melbourne. Any chance of taking out the title?
Look, mate, it's the election has been called, and so in May 12th we'll know, we'll have a new Lord Mayor. A lot of people asking me, but it's a big consideration. So, you know, things like talking to family and doing what's right for Melbourne, I think that's the most important thing. It's got to be about the city and not about the individual.
I think you'd be absolutely fantastic in that role, brother. And I think there's a lot of people here in Mildura, Sunraysia, that are certainly voting and, you know, supporting you in that regard. Of course, you're in town this weekend for the MYPN Future Festival. What can you tell us about that? What are you doing there?
Yeah, I'm coming up to chat, and this is part of, you know, getting home and, you know, giving back to where I came from, essentially. The Mildura Young Professional Network, they do a great job in bringing together young people who are fired up about, you know, business and regional development in our great town in Sunraysia there. And I think there's a big role to play for a capital city like Melbourne, which has got relative prosperity, to use things like, you know, our major events to better link with regional areas, to use things like the Queen Victoria Market redevelopment to better showcase regional produce. And so I'm going to be talking about what are some of the things that capital cities can do to support regional centres, but also what can regional towns, great cities like Mildura, do to really become regional powerhouses.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Well, it's great to catch up with you as always, Woodsy. I know you're busy. I'll let you get back to it. That's the Acting Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Aaron Wood, and we certainly hope you take on the role on a full-time basis. Thank you so much once again, mate. Always a great pleasure.
Great to catch you, Matt, man.